Shalom aleichem, sweetest friend. The shir should be a special schus. Avi marini marat shichui nishmas maris nester vas for Shmuel. This kind of is kind of made of Zev. And this is based on the Torah of Moreinu and Shishiva, or Putin Zatzal, in Chumash. It says in Exel of the Dora Midbar, Pigrechem Atem Yiplu Bamidbar Azeh. And when David relates to this gzeira, he says, "Vayisi adam lahapi loisim ba'midbar." And he adds, "Lozarosim ba'aratzis." So what it says in the Chumash is that you're going to die in the midbar, and that's what David HaMelech writes to Tehillim Kuvav, that God raised His hand to them to knock them down in the midbar. But he adds, "Lozarosim ba'aratzis." That's 106:27, next pasuk. So there's no zecher in the Chumash of being scattered among the nations. So why does David add to what it says in the Chumash? The Chumash just says you're going to die, and not you're going to be scattered. So this is Hashem speaking in the Chumash. And again, David HaMelech just says, and he adds, it was a Rosen Baratzos. What's this addition? Where does it come from? Maral writes in the Sefer HaNetzach, the beginning, the first parak, that Ga'la and Ga'al are similar in that they're both, meaning Ga'ul and Galus. Shoresh, Ga'la and Ga'al are similar in that they both have a Gimel and a Lamed. The difference is that Ga'la ends with a Hey, and Ga'al has an Aleph in the middle. And the rule is that both of them show us the Gilui. They're both Gimel Lamed is Gilui. The difference is B'darchei HaGilui Shel Kavod Shamayim Ad Achris HaYamin. There are two ways of this Gilui. One is through Galus and another is through Geula. It says in the Pasuk Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. She explains Hashem, who's Elokeinu now, and not Shalom Sa'olam, in the future is going to be Hashem Echad, like it says in the Pasuk. Azafu Chalam Im Safar Bur Likwa Kulam Hashem Hashem. So, the God who is now our God, and not Shalom Sa'olam, in the end everyone's going to recognize Him. That's the famous Pasuk, Tzfanya 3:9. Then I'm going to turn all of the nations with clear language. Everybody should call out in the name of God. And then, Yakiru Kol Yoshei Sevel, everybody is going to recognize Hashem. And this recognition is possible in two ways. Number one, the kings of the Goyim are going to be drawn to the center of the wisdom of the Jewish people, like when the Malchei Goyim came to hear Chochma Shlomo. So Ahafoch will be Ayidei Biyasim Shel Eilu. In other words, right now they don't have a Sefer Brura, they don't have clear language to express their belief in Hashem. And they're going to go to the place with Sefer Brura that gives them a clear understanding of God's oneness. Another way is that not that they're going to come to us. Those who have the Sefer Brura, those who have the clear language, are going to be scattered among the Ummas that don't have a Sefer Brura. And that's what it means when it says, Logal Yisrael, Logal Yisrael bin Ummas Olam Elegayim im Geirim. The reason the Jews went to Galus was for Geirus purposes. In other words, to convert the Gentiles. So this doesn't mean Geir and Kipshutel, like the Mekubalim tell us, but rather it means to bring Kedusha to all the Kochos in the world. Not Geirim, how many Geirim were there? Ramesh HaDaris, right? But it means we were spread around in order to spread the Kedusha. So one way is to bring them to us, those who don't have a Sefer Brura come to those who do have a Sefer Brura, the Kor Kulam B'Shem Hashem. And another way is that we go out to them. So if so, Galus and Geula are both Ofanim, are both forms of Gilui Kvodei Yisbarach. Just there's a difference in the Derech Gilu. Geula is expressed with where the Gimel and the Lamed, in other words, the Gilui, comes to one place, to the Aleph, to the place of the where you have the Sefer Brura. That's the Gaal, the Gimel and the Lamed come to the Aleph, to the one where you have the Sefer Brura. That's going to happen at the end of days. And the Galus is scattered in the four ends of the earth, and therefore there's a Hay after the Gimel and the Lamed, in other words, the Hay's at the end. When it comes to Ga'al, the Aleph is in the middle. And that's B'derech Shel Hitkansut. It's all going to be gathered at the Aleph. In other words, the Gimel and the Lamed, the Gilui is going to be Derech, the Aleph, right in the middle. Everyone's going to come to that one middle point. Those who don't have Sefer Brura are going to come to those who do have Sefer Brura. And Shane came, the Galus is Gimel Lamed Hay. In other words, the hay is at the end. His gal is going to be scattered around. It's not derech merkaz; it's derech pizur. Because what is a hay? A hay is a dalid, which is four, spreading to the four directions. And also the suras ha'ois of the Dalit is kav la'orech or kav la'rochav, a line length and a line of width. So that's scattered. And then in the middle there's the dot of the hay. So it comes from that nekuda pnimis, but it gets scattered around. And that happens, it's not going to be everything to one nekuda in the middle, like the aleph, in the middle of ga'al. But rather, it's going to be the gilu is going to be derech scattering. That's the hay. After the gilu is be derech the hay. So this is a perish l'nyanechad b'chumash that has no perish. The gzeres ha'meraglim is a hakdama to a lashon of shvua. Ulam chay ani neum Hashem. Ulam chay ani v'yamali kvod Hashem es kol ha'aretz. The pasuk says. The ulam, means however. In other words, Hashem said, Salachti kidvarecha. I forgave them, as you said. Ulam, however, chayani, God swears, v'yamalek vod Hashem et kol ha'aretz. The glory of God is going to fill the earth. What does this mean? So here, the sof ha'gzeila aniskar is included. What David HaMelech says explicitly. What does David HaMelech say? Ulezarotam baratzot, to scatter you among the lands. Didn't say that explicitly in Chumash, but it's alluded to in this pasuk. If Knesset Yisrael is scattered among the nations, that is going to be a gilui of Kvod Hashem in all the nations. And that's what it means beautifully when it says in the pasuk, "V'yamali kvod Hashem es kol ha'aretz." The glory of God is going to fill the whole earth. In other words, from the Gaal, from the Geula, from the Gilui coming, via everybody going to the Merkaz, to one central point, the Aleph in the middle, it's instead going to be Derech Gala, that it's going to be through being scattered. Ulam. Chayani v'yamalik v'ed Hashem is kol ha'aretz. So David HaMelech hab opgelernt pshat in Dil Miko. David HaMelech taught pshat in this pasuk. By saying it was a reisim ba'aratzais, David HaMelech is giving us pshat Yeah, but by saying Lazarum Baratz, is giving us pshat in the pasuk. V'ulam chayani v'yamalik v'yad Hashem. It's called Haaretz. That's going to be the Gilui Derech Galus. Beautiful. V'yifashtaitzich v'dos az lezaroisim baratzais miskasheres im ma'apilam b'midbar. So, how do we understand how the Gzeirah of Lazaros and Baratzos is connected to La'apilam b'Midbar? In other words, it says, "Vayisa yada lahem la'apilasim b'Midbar, Lazaros and Baratzos." So, we want to know the connection. What are the two Gzeirahs? How the two Gzeirahs connected? That they're going to die and they're going to be spread around. The height of the Gzeirah is b'chalukas ha'doros. Shidor yotzei Mitzrayim, eino dor hanechnas la'aretz. There's going to be a separation between the generations. The generation that left Egypt is not going to be the same generation that comes into Eretz Yisrael. Those who left Egypt are going to die. Now, the first gilui of the Havtach of Tchiyas HaMeisim is in the oath of giving Eretz Yisrael to the Avos. Latet lahem, Chazal Darshan, doesn't say lases lachem. It says lases lahem. That's a remez for Tchiyas HaMeisim and HaTorah. Because Eretz Yisrael is given to the Avos. The Avos said, excuse me, they're not alive anymore. The answer is going to be Tchiyas HaMeisim. Man yibui mechem mei mnechem ala dama Hashem ishbash. So the devil says to him, ki mei ashamayim ala. It's going to be given to them, even though the fathers died, the earlier generation died, they're still going to be given Eretz Yisrael. How does that work? Tchiyas HaMeisim. Ve'in zeh b'mikreh she'aremez hazeh mufia dafka ba'avtachat matan ha'aretz. It's not by chance that this remez appears specifically when the land is being promised. Ela shekan mekomo afilu b'li hasber. Aber ma sheyotze lanu mikach hu she'eretz Yisrael mekusheret im ma'alach tchiyat ha'mitim. So we see here that on one hand we're promised Eretz Yisrael, on the other hand there's a guarantee of tchiyas ha'meisim. So how does that work together? This Yerusha is different than other Yerushas in the Torah. Other Yerushas, the living yarshin the dead. Here the dead, the Yotzei Mitzrayim, yarshin the living. The Baya Aretz, like we see in Bava Basra, Tav Kuf Yitzayin Amar Aleph. And the Nachalaz Baya Aretz goes back to the Nachal of Mispar Yotzei Mitzrayim. In other words, Eretz Yisrael was apportioned according to the number of people who entered it. However, each person who entered the land wasn't automatically given his portion. Rather, the portions were inherited by the deceased fathers. In other words, those who left Mitzrayim, and then were divided equally among the family's heirs. So if two brothers named Reuven and Shimon were among those who left Egypt, and Reuven had one son who entered Eretz Yisrael, and Shimon had 10, the sons would receive 11 portions. Then these portions would revert to Reuven and Shimon, to be shared by them posthumously, and each brother would be allotted 5.5 portions. Reuven's one son gets 5.5 portions, Shimon 10 sons, see the other 5.5 portions. So you see that the dead, so to speak, inherit the living. Because after a portion was allotted for each person who entered Eretz Yisrael, portions reverted to their deceased fathers. So if Reuven has one son who comes into Eretz Yisrael and Shimon 10, they're getting 11 portions. But then they go back to the father, and now Reuven's going to have 5.5 portions and Shimon's going to have 5.5 portions. So Reuven's one son has hit the jackpot. Anyway, that's what it says in the Gemara in Bava Basra. And since the first dwelling in Eretz Yisrael goes Derech Mason, there's a chisaron. And it's not like the Haftachas HaAretz that's given together with Trias HaMason. Now it's given out Derech Mason, which is Hefech L'Dargas HaAretz. Chaser B'Milui Haftacha La'Avos. In other words, on one hand, the giving of Eretz Yisrael is connected to the promise of Trias HaMason. The other, here it's the opposite. Here, the Mason Yarshin L'Chaim, but they remain Mason. There's no Trias HaMason here. And that's caused by the Chet HaMeraglim. Sh'nischalku Hadoros Shaboy Oretz V'Yotzei Mitzrayim. So now we have this separation, this distinction between those who left Egypt and those who come into Eretz Yisrael, two different Doros. And then the land is given out opposite its Mahus, because the Mahus of Eretz Yisrael is Trias HaMesim. And here, the Mesim are Yarshining Eretz Yisrael, so to speak, without the Tria. And if so, Lahapil Bamidbar is the same as the Zaros and Baharatsis. That's the Pasuk in Tehillim. Yisadeh Elohim Lahapilos and Bamidbar Zaros and Baharatsis. So Lahapil Bamidbar, them dying in the Midbar, is the same as spreading them out among the lands. Since the Dor HaMidbar died, Eretz Yisrael couldn't be the Yerusha. And since it wasn't the Yerusha, because what's the Yerusha? The Yerusha is when there's Trias HaMesim. But the Dor HaMidbar died because of their sin, and there's no Trias HaMesim. They can't inherit Eretz Yisrael in the meantime, as living people. So this is only a temporary Yerusha. Therefore, we had Galus. That means Lahapal Osim B'Midbar is the same as Larosim B'Aratzis. Since the Dor HaMidbar died, it had to be scattered around. If the Dor HaMidbar not died, it could have been an internal inheritance. It could have just gone in, inherited the land. It would have been Trias HaMesim, everything would have been awesome. But since it couldn't happen that way, because they had to die and not come back to life, so the Hapi Bamidbar brought about the Zaros and Barot, so now they have to be scattered around. Okay, so we had two interesting insights into this pasuk. And I thank you so much for listening. So remember that Self Davra, call Nishma, Self Kim Yaravitz, and Self Shmorki Zakalahad. Shalom, Shalom.